How does real estate hedge against inflation? Again, the cost of goods and services go up. As you can increase rents in these stabilized assets to offset that, the consumer price index goes up. Wages also tend to go up in inflationary periods because people need to make more money so that they can pay for higher bills. Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode. All right, all right. Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. My name is Stephen Libman, and it's good to be back with you. We have a lot to discuss. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit more of a technical kind of conversation. You know, we touch on the spiritual, the ethereal, the philosophical, but today we're going to get into some nuts and bolts because I've been asked this question a lot over the last couple of weeks, and I feel like it might be on everybody's mind. So, Steve, is real estate actually a hedge against inflation? If you guys have been watching the news over the last couple of months, you know that inflation is up 8.5%, or at least that's what's purported. If you're at the gas pump or the grocery store, I would argue that inflation is actually higher, which means your money is worth less because the cost of goods and services have gone up. So this happens, it's cyclical. And now we're talking about how does the Fed price in interest rate hikes to combat inflation? And is real estate actually a hedge against it, or is it just kind of smoke and mirrors? So let's go to Bloomberg Wealth and an article that just came out a couple weeks ago, because they have a lot of quotes in here talking about how inflation's at a nearly 40-year high and the hunt for a safe haven for investing is on. So the markets are volatile, right? You're seeing almost 2,000-point swings in just the last 30 days between the lows and the highs. And real estate is considered a hedge against inflation. So the asset class usually has little correlation with stocks and bonds. So naturally, investor interest is soaring, even though you're talking about a super hot real estate market, low supply, mortgage rates are threatening to creep up. So you have this kind of perfect storm of what are we supposed to do? So, you know, what I like to do is just look at historically, how has it performed? And I'll take this quote from Bloomberg, who says, Professor Sumilo, who's the associate professor at University College London and a specialist in urban economics and finance, has been talking about these inflationary rates for the last 6 months. And, you know, real estate is localized, so it's certainly case by case, but like at a very high level, he's saying that, you know, real estate and inflation tend to not be correlated. Inflation is based on the consumer price index, while housing is based on demographic trends, supply, and demand. So just here in the United States, you have 5 million shortages. You have 5 million houses that were short in terms of the general population. So there's a housing shortage. So you have high demand. You know, we're seeing inflation track not just amongst the consumer price index, but you can see how if you've watched rental rates go up over the last couple of years and months, that it kind of follows it. So it might not be correlated, inversely correlated, right? Which is what I always like to look at. But as interest rates continue to go up, it'll just be how high will they go? And you know, nobody knows, but they're talking about 6 or 7 rate hikes in the next 2 to 3 years. So, I mean, you're probably going to see 2, maybe 3% higher interest rates, which, you know, I remember my dad talking about when he got his first mortgage. Mortgage rates were 18%. The economy was pretty good. For us, you know, if it doubles, we're going to be at what, 5.5, 6%. So still pretty low to the extent of what the cost to borrow is. Again, going back to, is this actually a hedge? And how it's correlated. And you know, one question that I started finding myself asking was like, how is it that in the last 30 to 40 days, the Dow Jones Industrial is up almost 2,000 points? And you know, so if you do some research into this, it might come to a surprise that even as Treasury yields soar, they've kind of been expecting this. Because I think that, you know, we see this kind of outrageous price increase, but the Fed not doing anything as inflation soars. And I think a credible Fed is one that can be trusted. So they had to do something, right? So I think that there's even some pricing into the Dow Jones. Now, that doesn't mean like don't hold on to your boots, right? Because we're seeing some increased market volatility. And I think we will continue that, especially with all of the political pressures around the world that are taking place. So how does real estate hedge against inflation? Again, the cost of goods and services go up, right? As you can increase rents in these stabilized assets to offset that, consumer price index goes up. Wages also tend to go up in inflationary periods, right? Because people need to make more money so that they can pay for higher bills. So housing tends to follow against that, right? Meaning if goods and services go up for the landlord, they can invest in real estate. And as rents go up, it kind of follows that trend. You're not losing money as if it was sitting in a savings account. And there's a lot of people figuring out what to do right now because, hey, my money's in a 2.5% CD. Well, if inflation is 8.5% and you're making 2.5%, you're losing 6% of your net worth every single year, right? It's just simple math. That being said, the other hedge against inflation within real estate is long-term fixed debt. Right? If we are getting mortgage rates cheap now and locking them in, and over the next 2 or 3 years, they go up, maybe even double, that's an advantage for people that are buying real estate now, right? Because your cost of debt is still low, your cash flow is still the same. And as interest rates go up, the cost of goods and services will continue to go up as well. So, you know, the sooner you can get into getting one of these deals before, one of these real estate transactions before, you know, you're buying at the top of the market, can also hedge against inflation that way. So we're still looking at very low rates relative to inflation. I just read that Mr. Sincotta, senior financial market analyst at City Index, recommends that if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, right, make sure you're looking to a fixed rate mortgage now. So where can you get in trouble with this? So we did a bridge loan on a project that is supposed to come up next year. And we've turned the property and, you know, we didn't underwrite for the Fed to do 7 or 8 rate hikes, right? This is a new thing that's come up since we've owned the property for over 2 years. So we're looking at a bunch of different options. Like, how do we get into this fixed market mortgage right now, right? And that might mean that we have to shove some more capital into the deal, right? To get to that loan to value rate. But I'd much rather do that than get caught in a year and a half from now with a 2.5% higher interest rate, which over the next 10 years is going to cost us like legitimately hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, you know, again, you're going to have to just continue to look at real estate as a deal by deal, but over the long term, real estate certainly is looked at as a hedge against inflation. Appreciation in commercial real estate has been more timid than the housing market overall, which is good, I think. I mean, because you're not in such a volatile asset class. And that commercial real estate, by the way, in quotes, does not encompass, that encompasses every sector. We only invest in the least volatile sectors. So make sure you're doing your research to make sure that you're investing with companies and sponsors that know what asset classes they're looking at and why they're looking at those asset classes. I know a lot of guys that are very bullish right now on retail. We came out of a pandemic. There's a lot of deals to be had in retail. So they're going up and scooping up some retail deals. That's not for us. We know that we can find higher returns, but again, it's related to volatility. Just because one pizza shop owner moves out and another one will eventually move in doesn't mean that I want those more volatile types of asset classes. So that's why we like multifamily and self-storage. And you can listen to the last podcast that we did about during the housing crisis. We were talking about an 8.5% single family mortgage default rate. Now in multifamily during the same year, 2007, 2008, while the market was crashing, 0.4%, like 0.4% in terms of mortgage default rate. So not all real estate is created equal. Make sure that you're checking out all the different assets that make you interested and then doing some research on the background. We're always here to help. If you would like some, reach out to us. Go to integrityhg.com. Sign up for the Investor Club. My name is Steve Libman. Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. Till next time. Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.